la la la.
Hi guys.
Hello children.
My name is Oluwatosin.
And I am Ito Tobongabasi. But you know, to save your tongue, just call me IT.
And you are listening to another episode of what?
Bejest!
The number one relationship podcast in Nigeria and everywhere else, really.
You know, we basically talk about Gen Z relationships, love, sex, and you know, all those things that people don't really like to talk about.
And this is brought to you by Verse 5.
Brought to you by Verse 5.
Enjoy!
Enjoy!
Why are you copying everything I'm saying? Why didn't they do this, man? Men don't really have respect.
Enjoy this episode, my children.
Ciao!
Hey, yes. Hey, yes. You know,
why you just jamming?
Shebi na hey, you won't talk.
Nah, hi, I won't talk.
Oh, yeah, talk your eye.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
My name is IT.
I am Oluwatosin.
My son, you call Adit.
Oluwatosin, my son, you call Adit. Oluwatosin, Omolale.
Okay.
Wait, what's the meaning of Omolale? Child of the night.
So,
is that the meaning of
Omolale? This name is very deep. That's not the, okay, that's not what's the meaning. People say it is child of the night, but it actually means the child that will take care of their parents, like
at the night
when they are old. You get so Ale is old age.
Wow,
Aro,
really?
Like the early
I
stage.
Thought Agba.
Or Agba is
Agbahood.
Agba is old age. Person.
Okay. You know, go vex. So yeah, Omolale.
Bro.
Yeah, a child of old age.
I'm not a child of the night.
Yeah, a child of old age, Javi. Not night.
I'm not a child of old age, do you remember that?
Child that they born when they are old.
Yes, I'm not a child of
old age. So how do you differentiate child that is born when I'm old from child that is that I born to take care of me when I'm old?
Bro, you are stressing my brain.
Nah, wow.
Just leave my son name like that.
Anyways, guys, that's my son name. I'm Oluwatosin Omolale.
Oh, yes, that's his son.
And welcome to
Sorry.
Our radio show called Romance Affairs.
Sorry?
Romance Affairs.
You don't want romantic songs. Give it another name.
Sexual Affairs.
What? No, that's too... Think of something else.
Romantic Sexual Affairs. That's the name of our radio show. And you're welcome.
That's his radio show, not my radio
our
show.
Our radio show.
I'm not part of the hour.
And you're welcome. Okay. But I realize that with this season, we have new people that listen to Bejest. So if you are here for the first time,
you're...
we are doing this introduction for you, okay? Bejest, okay, really, yeah. Tosin is tell them what you do, your job.
My name is Oluwatosin. I am
wow.
A philanthropist.
Yeah.
I used to be a video vixen in my former life.
True.
But like she
appears on so many music videos.
Yeah,
in
you can check. There's CK, Drake, Emiliana, there's Drake, there's
yeah.
Rihanna's video too. I
yeah.
mean
that have not come out yet, unreleased.
Yeah, it's coming to your screens very soon. But like right now, I am a cinematographer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I handle the cameras.
Yeah, creative.
I'm
She's just really creative.
I mean, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living now.
For me, I've been in this game for 20 years. I've been in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do, but I've been in the game.
Yes.
For almost 40 years now.
Yes.
And counting.
Yes.
And then I have dreams and aspirations of becoming the next big thing in the stripping industry.
Yeah.
About to be the next biggest stripper that
I mean,
you've
he looks
ever
it,
come
so,
across.
Yeah.
I know some of you have imagined me strip before, and God will help you. But soon, I'm going to take the industry by storm.
Yes, sir. And I'll be here to watch.
Yeah, and we come here to give you bad advice on relationships so that we can ruin your relationship.
I give the good advice. He gives
I
the
give
bad,
the bad
advice.
Advice. And I'm going to
line.
Ruin your relationship. I'm going to spoil your love life
and, I fix
and
your
destroy
love
your
life.
Marriage.
Let me just be giving you a disclaimer
Jesus
now.
Christ.
Before we start, I fix it. This one.
Tosin, do you know that there are people that say we should be dropping episodes every day?
Azazel.
They not say every week. Oh. They say every day.
Azazel. Like, Azazel.
Wow. One would think is a skit.
Honestly.
You are we should drop every... Okay, we should come here every day. Talk. And go home. And come tomorrow again.
And talk again.
And go home again.
And come... No,
nice
no.
one. And you just sit down in your room.
But, I mean, it's not a sign of love. Is that a sign of love?
Which kind of love? I beg you.
We love you too. And if you miss us, just go and rewatch other episodes.
Yes, rewatch other episodes. Or you can go to the TikTok. See, because of you people, in my life, I don't imagine I'll be dancing in front of camera.
IT dance. Kulu, sir. What's that thing?
I swear.
IT teach me how to dance.
IT when we did International Podcast Day, I did me with my baby at my age.
This old man dancing.
Do my waist. I did do.
What?
Oh, my, I want to make
video. Where is it head?
I beg. Don't stress me. If you want to be seeing my face every day, go to TikTok. I'm dancing there. whining with this.
You say I'm dancing.
Yes, now. Because these people want to drive me crazy. Omo, that TikTok app is very addictive.
I like it.
I noticed that, like, during this week, that was when I realized that I actually spent so many hours on TikTok.
Yeah.
You will just be watching, you don't know, you just be scrolling down,
And in my head, you know Instagram, when you see, like, when you keep scrolling, you get to a point to be showing you, like, old content on Instagram.
Although tell TikTok, have you ever scrolled on Instagram and they say, you have covered everything?
Did they actually say it?
Yes, that means I've never done it.
They just show me old ones that I've seen before, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing to see.
Yes, so after those old ones, they'll not tell you you are completely caught up. You have not gotten there. Instagram. I use Instagram. I actually spend too much time on the internet because they tell me you are completely caught up. There's somebody has, like, TikTok has told me I'm completely caught up on TikTok.
You mean say you know get work?
Do you get? I know. Okay, so I don't think so. You know, TikTok has for you page and then your friends page. So on my friends page, I was done. I've all those embarrassment you
boost, I don't watch it for your friends, just FYB. scroll
I've seen so everything
Kardashian and everybody
is on TikTok that you'll be seeing. Let me tell you something I saw on TikTok yesterday. This woman was, you know, this like Judge Judy.
Yeah.
All these courts, all these American pseudo courts. One of them, one woman took her husband to court, and she was like, "You know, when at night she come back from work, she will bath,
and then she will lie down.
You know the video?
Yeah.
She will lie down, just planning to sleep. She will just feel that somebody has put food on her back, and the person is licking it off her body.
And the guy's face was like.
Like, her husband was like,
you cannot tell me that man did not do
it. You know that he did it again, I swear. He did it again. And it just got me thinking, like, I'll actually be that kind of guy when I get him.
Are you serious?
I swear.
You puff it on your wife's body.
I will lick it. I'm that kind of guy that will want to, like, see, when I love, it's usually dangerous.
So now when I love.
No, I'm serious. When I love, it's usually dangerous. That's why I don't like to dabble in that field. I've left it for you guys because, bro, I'm a fool.
You're a fool for love.
Initially, I thought my love language was quality time.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was the attention for me, but it's not. I later figured out it's not. I now know that it's physical touch. I don't care what that makes you think about me or how you begin to perceive me now, but that's actually my love
physical
language.
Physical touch.
Yes, physical touch.
So how would you cope when there is distance?
They can never be distance.
What if?
It can never be. I say it can't be.
All right,
they can't be distanced. That's why I've left long distance thing for you people.
Fall in love first.
Don't worry, soon. This year is my year. I keep saying it. This year is my year.
Next year, you go talk same thing. This year is my year. Not so last year, you talk this year is my year. Year don't go now.
I'm serious. Because I have so much love in me and I want to express it. And me, I'm down for PDU. Like me, I'm not doing all this. I'm dating you and then I'm hiding it inside my house. No way. If I'm dating you, the whole world will know. That's why I'm not ready to date any kind of person. And my babe has to be like, You feel me? Because everybody will know. I'll talk about that in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. And when you see us together, it will pain you. Because we'll make you realize that you don't have a babe and I do. Are you a fan of PDA?
I'm just looking at you.
Are you a fan of PDA?
I think they have like different levels of PDA to start with. Yeah. I'm serious now. You have like the very soft level, the normal one where you're out to your partner and they just place their hand on your hand.
Okay.
That one is soft. They place their hand on your leg.
Okay, so what's the intermediary?
And then they have the, there's no intermediaries.
Soft or hard?
And they have the hard one where they are grabbing and grab.
Is there a reason it's called hard?
Please keep it.
Me, I think I'm a mixture of both too. I want to put my hand on your hand. I want to put my hand on anywhere. And not just my hand.
I think that one actually now depends on
what? Now go on.
I'm trying to move forward.
Move,
I see like on.
Move. Don't worry.
I think
that
one depends on the environment.
How?
Like
you know,
where you are. It actually does.
It doesn't for me.
For example, if you attend, let me say, Vogue Boys now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Vogue Boys.
Uh-huh.
You can do your PDA, do everything, do body hard level.
Why do you use Vogue Boys as an example for PDA?
Vogue Boys is a place where you are free to express yourself.
Is it only Vogue Boys? In church, are you not free to express yourself in church?
I see. You know what I mean?
No.
Never mind. But I will continue. But Vogue Boys, you are free to do whatever you want here.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you go to
a funeral,
a family restaurant like Buka Hut.
Family restaurant.
Yes, now.
Now your family get Buka Hut.
No, like you go to a restaurant that God, you stress my brain. How do I even do this?
I wonder.
To get through your partner.
Uh-huh.
You don't like you touching and grabbing and this and that.
Why not?
In that kind of place, it's just somehow because you might have children around. You have
that children.
No, now I'm actually very serious now. Like I'm actually very.
Are you my mommy? Is it that thing what I'll do and what I'll not do? I don't understand.
You have to be careful and be thoughtful. You have to think about other people.
Why?
Because you have children around, young children. Uh-huh. What are you
cover your
them?
Children eyes now. When you are small, you are watching TV. Your mommy knows to cover your eyes.
I
when know
used to watch all those kind of things when your I was small. I'm actually serious.
So your mommy not cover your eyes.
I know they watch all those kind of things when I was small.
What is the word? Tom and Jerry.
I used to watch cartoons.
Yeah, I used to watch Paloma and Diego.
I used to watch cartoons when I was
small. You know, watch Paloma and Diego.
I think I did, but I was never really a fan. Come out. I don't see. Leave me, please. Don't.
I watch Paloma and Diego. Now that kissy part I didn't like passive.
But IT, you agree with
you
me?
You watch Sexy Car Wash.
IT, do you agree with me?
Who? Did you watch Sexy Car Wash?
I don't used to watch all these things.
Do you guys know Sexy Car Wash? Do you know Sexy Car Wash? You know, Blessed, do you know Sexy Car Wash? Wow.
I think you were born in the past.
Ah, Sexy Car Wash. What's the name of this station? Shit, I can't remember.
I'm just going to
It's on DSTV. So nobody...
Not your word.
Why? Why would you have a Sexy Car Wash in a National Geographic station? Is it Lion that is a sexy car wash?
That's 4 minutes. National okay, didn't think about it like that.
Wow.
I never even seen that on Sinkan for my life before.
Sexy Car Wash was on... I can't remember the station, but there was this station on DSTV. And this is so sexy car wash. Or poor man's
what's
bikini beach.
What's sexy,
sexy car wash? Is them just showing sexy videos of ladies washing cars. Yeah.
Make it make sense. I don't understand.
Do you really want me to go into details?
No, don't explain. Okay. Don't explain. I mean,
okay. And then there was poor man bikini beach too. That one too was...
I see, please. I beg. Wait till with this.
These are top tier TV shows that only the OGs know. If you know Sexy Car Wash and poor man bikini beach, comment in the comment section. Or tag us on Twitter or something.
It's very, very obvious.
Yes, now my guys know me and I know my guys.
I mean...
Back to PDA.
Back to PDA.
See, let me tell you. Okay, let me tell you what's up. I know that there is a level where it becomes abnormal,
yeah.
Or there's a level where it becomes disturbing.
Yeah.
And personally, if you don't correct me, I'm down to get to that level where it becomes disturbing.
Another question: do you ask your partner before you do all these things, or you just assume that we're dating, so we should be able to do all of these things outside?
So well, for me, because like I've not been with too many people,
you're not with anybody.
And I'm almost a saint.
You've never been
I am
with
a saint,
anybody.
Actually. Fuck you.
You've never been with anybody.
So. I have been with people, but I've not dated them.
You've not been with anybody. This
I have been with people, but I've not dated anyone. And like, because I've not been with too many.
Yeah.
Usually the ones that I've been with, I ask them like, are you down for that? And if they are, then we are good. But if they're not, then we now have to come to a compromise. Okay, you can only do this and this and this and this.
You know,
and
that's the end. Some people actually say they are down, and then when you get to some particular places, they're like, okay, please don't touch me.
Yeah. There's that too. Me. So you it's now for you to understand that. Okay, I mean that's why your partners say you're supposed to learn about each other and know when and be able to tell when.
Look at you sounding so.
Yes, now I'm that smart. You're supposed to be able to tell when your partner is okay with this and not okay with it. And if you have not got to the level, that's why you have a mouth to ask. So you're like, do you want this or do you not want it? But for me, and the last person I had something with, Omo, everywhere, bro. Me, I know saying, bro. I know saying. I really like, that's why I really like, I want to be with somebody that I can really flaunt, like, and not hide. You feel me? Anyway, Sha, I'll make sure my mom doesn't watch this episode.
Do you think there's like the not very healthy part of PDA?
And the only way I think that can PDA can go wrong is like when, let's say you do the PDA now, and then everybody now knows you with this person because of the PDA that people are always
so when
doing.
When you guys break up,
when they're like, waiting to do funke. And it might, again, it might put you under pressure to not want to break up in the first place because everybody already knows this and that.
And I'm still taking you back to the environment.
That environment thing, you go cover your eyes, though, I beg.
You have to think about other people.
So you're telling me I can't kiss my baby because there's children around.
Why would you even do that?
Hey, that mama know they kiss. That papa know they kiss.
I see.
What are you telling me? what are you telling me now?
No, I'm just saying. See, you can kiss outside, dude. That's not an issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the point where it gets very extreme is where you start grabbing this and grabbing that and doing like the bum both of you together in public.
Is it your grab? And is it your bone?
I'm actually just telling you what is right or and is what public? Is wrong. Yeah. So when you people are outside, you have to first think about the environment. When you see children around, just know that you have to do things on a very moderate level if you want to do things.
Well,
that advice is not for IT and people like IT.
Well,
they will not take it.
You guys can do that. Me guys will not do that. I don't. If you are with your children and you're outside, the world is cold, the world is dirty, the world is bad. Be careful of what your children are Be careful of what your children are looking at. So that when they are looking at what they're not supposed to look at, you cover their eyes.
Close their children's eyes.
Yes, exactly. That's what they are supposed to do. Because my mom used to do it for me when I was small. What?
We are in a very the kind of you don't make me overthink. You don't tire my brain.
My bro.
My sis.
Hold your babe. Anywhere you like.
Hold your man, but be moderate. I see.
Yeah, I don't preach moderacy, or modesty rather.
It's moderation. Moderacy.
It's modesty now. Whatever it is. Yeah, I don't preach that.
But I mean, you can just be real with your partner anywhere though. There's honestly no point hiding it. If you guys want to do PDA, but watch out for children.
Yeah, and you guys see how Tosi and I do not exactly agree on the PDA thing. It shows that if you are right, if you are down for PDA, it's not wrong. If you are not down for PDA, it's still not wrong. It's really about preference.
You know people that tell you that when you don't want to do PDA, that means you are hiding your partner.
That one said they in Lagos girls, they don't want, so that the real Bobo will not catch them outside. So that if you catch them, you can tell him that you are a cousin.
That was not even what I meant. I wasn't even thinking about true. Lagos girls. I mean,
not true.
I see.
It's my distant cousin don't suffer. That's the title that suffer the most in Lagos. Distant cousin. Personally, you get picking for now, your distant cousin. Wow, bro.
Lagos men.
But to be honest, are we not all distant cousins?
Sorry?
Is it not nowhere that we are all from? You are my distant cousin.
I'm not your cousin.
You are my cousin.
I'm trying to marry you. I'm not your cousin.
You're trying to marry me? Did you just say you're trying to marry me?
I am trying to marry you. I'm not your cousin.
Please. Are we still your biggest?
Don't cousin zone me. Hello.
Today, a couple have been born.
Which rubbish couple born? Born what?
An item has been created.
Excuse me.
I knew this day would
that's
come.
That's just for the camera. I'm not trying to marry you anything.
Please. I knew the day would come when you confess. Unfortunately for you, I moved on. And now you're on your own. See now.
Hey, yeah.
That's why I'm telling you. If somebody is tracking you, answer the person now. Because now I don't get serious.
Why are you being so worked up?
Now this one is saying you want to marry me. Can't you see this information?
That was just for the camera. I'm not trying to marry you. You know it.
You guys know. You know it is. Nah, it's for the camera, Abby. Shebi was for the camera.
Mm.
Yeah, it was for the camera. It was for you guys.
Yeah, you're so annoying.
You know how this thing
is. You're annoying.
Thank you very much. You know, the first step to know how far a baby likes you is when she says you're annoying. That's the first step. Second one is Ode. The third step is big head. Once you get to the big head zone,
call you Ode and big
head. Once you get to this big head zone, there's no going back. You are now officially husband and wife. That's the real matrimony. The unholy one. Then the holy one is what you do.
This boy, how are you? Hey, God, IT.
Yes, I'm a big head, Abby said.
You are not. Your head is very small, like very, very tiny, like this. Your head, very small.
Since we are talking about this head, you might be right.
Cheers.
I don't want to get on this show again. I love this cruise. I love this cruise. Let's keep it this way. We are going to have guests. We are going to have a lot of guests. Well, it's fire, sha. It's sweet.
Let's give them tips.
Tips on what? Okay, let me give you tips on how to. What to do when, let's say, you are into PDA and your partner is not. Or let's say you are now the partner that is not into PDA and you have a partner that is into PDA. Let me tell you what to do. So first of all, go to the market, find sniper and kill them. Poison their food. Because Life is like that.
We can exist in peace even in our differences.
Okay. So in case you want to exist in peace, what you do is have a conversation with them. But that's a long process because you now have to sit them down if they are stubborn.
You guys can just meet in the middle.
Oh, I'm always a fan of the middle. So if that's what we are doing, then I'm down for that.
You guys can agree on this.
Okay. Yes, through a conversation.
So the person that likes PDA
can do PDA inside the house.
No,
the
you do your PDA outside.
Private display of affection.
You do your PDA. That's where you have boundaries in relationship now. The babe go tell everything she wants, everything she fit take outside. She gets.
Okay.
And then the guy will tell his own too. Like, life is not even hard.
Okay. A cheat is to just like, I don't know, maybe you guys can be wearing one clothes. As I wear this clothes now, you're not going to enter this side. So you always have to, you get to be together all the time without having people to see that.
How do you think of these things?
It's just
think they always chop.
It's really just God.
Or smoke.
It's really just God.
I can't believe this.
Anyways.
I can't believe
so, guys, you know, usually we would have the lyrics game here. Well, I don't want to do lyrics game So now we are going to test who is really the smartest between Tosin and I by doing a maths game.
To start with, I am not... See, make I tell her down. I am not a mathematics student.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I don't know math.
It doesn't matter.
See, I don't know. I had B2 in math in secondary school.
Guess what I had in WAEC? C6.
Wow.
I passed by a slight chance. I've always been terrible at math.
But I don't know math. That's what I know.
I also don't know math.
So I have just one question. No, you go first.
What?
So I'm going to go change my question. If you fire me, I fire you harder.
So this is what we are going to do. I'm going to ask you five random
five
random arithmetic, like
what's arithmetic?
Like 1 + 1. Who is this?
He just say math now. What should arithmetic? It sounds serious.
Arithmetic, just so you know, is plus and minus and times and divide. Finish. It's not going to be more than
I don't know math, so I said it too. Yeah, ask.
So I'll ask you like five arithmetic expressions, and if you get more than arithmetic the one you ask me, then I'm supreme.
Arithmetic expression.
It's an arithmetic. Who be this village cow? Are you ready?
Ask me. I'm here.
What? Are you answering? As I'm asking you, you're answering because.
What the time was?
Half of a second. If you don't answer, I'm asking the next question. If I say 5 times 5, you're saying 10 immediately. Are you ready?
Did
I say 5 times 5 is 10? Anyway, thank God it's our question. I know my own. Are you ready?
2 + 2 should be the first thing.
Are you ready?
Idea.
2 + 2.
4.
4 + 4.
8.
8 × 6.
Ah! I don't know. I feel like
5 × 4.
5 × 4, 20.
21 × 2. 42 × 1.
41.
She got only one.
42 times.
You did not talk well. 42 × 1.
I did not hear you well.
That does not even make any sense.
I heard 41 × 1, not 42 × 1.
42 × 1.
I did not hear you well. I did not hear you well.
Wow.
You were not audible enough.
Anyway, she got only one, which
that's
is
2 + 2.
What a shame.
I got 5 × 4 now. I got
no,
4 + 4.
You didn't get 5 × 4.
5 × 4 is
what? You got 4 + 4. So you got 2/5.
5 × 4 is what?
2/5. You didn't say 20.
You
guys should check. I did not say 20. You did not. I promise you.
I did not say 20.
You did. Okay, let's say 3/5. Oh yeah, you asked me. If you like, go ask me rubbish.
No, I have just one question
for
you.
See, I'm very fast in maths, actually.
I know you are fast. I have just one question for you. And this question has babies. It's more like a redo, but it's not a redo. So.
But this is not what we say we'll do now.
That's your business. It's not concerned. When you tell me 41 × 24, you don't know. All right. My question
simple
is
simple 41 times 2. That's what my friend knows.
I think. If 1 equals 3.
How can 1 equal 3? I'm done. How can 1 be equal to 3?
Is it your question? Let me ask my
question. If ask me.
If 1 equals 3.
It cannot equals 3.
Okay, but in my own math, it equals 3.
Congratulations to you and yours.
Say go answer. We make I come up for you. I can't even come out. Now you go come out.
Oh yeah.
If 1 = 3.
It's already unfair, but okay.
2 = 3. 3 = 5.
You're mad.
4 = 4.
Why 3 no go equal 3?
5 = 4.
The only one that is actually equal to 3. You know not equal it to 3. Why?
I see. This math is very simple, but you do need to calm down. Just drop your brain. Like calm
down.
Drop
my brain. See, I'm going to use.
No talk. Just
yeah, make
I use
my
no leave
answer. Oh yeah.
If 1 = 3,
mm-hmm.
2 = 3. 3.
Mm-hmm.
3 = 5, 4 = 4, 5 = 4, then 6 = what? This thing, let me give you a small hint.
Is
Let me give you some more hints.
All right. If one equals three.
Yes.
Two equals three.
Yes. Three equals five. Three equals five.
Wait. Three, five.
Four equals four.
Mm-hmm.
Five equals four.
Mm-hmm.
Then six equals...
three. Six equals five. Yes.
Final answer.
You say 3 equals 5. 6 equals 10.
Final answer. Raise your hand up and say this is my final answer.
I swear to you, this is my final answer. All
right. I'm very sorry to announce this
You'll
to
be
you.
Sorry to announce it to you.
Wait now.
You'll be very sorry
when
to
I
announce
say,
it to
when
you.
When I say calm
you
down.
Decrease.
When
2 I equals you, to 3. How? Oh, yeah, continue.
I was going to tell you, give you hints. This is not a full qualitative question. It is both qualitative and quantitative. It is not a quantitative. It is qualitative. Eh? Yeah, that's English. Let me tell you the answer. The answer is 6 equals 3.
But I said it.
You said 5. I see.
I first
you
said
even
three.
Swear. Yeah?
I first said 3.
Why were you whispering the answer? Did you not whisper it? I said, say it with your foot. I said, 5. And
why
I
do you laugh?
Ten. Because why not go laugh? You know, reach to laugh. You know, go ask me.
But how is this day equals 3? If
I
2 equals.
One. O N E. How many is that? 3. 2. T W O. 3. 3. T H R W E. 5. 4. F O U R. 4. 5. F I V E.
I don't know how you guys do it, though.
I told you.
But as much as you can, try to stay away from women.
Yeah, dude.
That's all
I'll
say.
Mean, when you were asking me, you were so fast.
It's okay. It's fine.
I'm really happy. You know.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
You're very fine.
I am happy.
Guys, do with this what you have seen now. Do with it whatever you like. I have another question for you.
If
you like, don't make this one logical. Oh yeah.
Don't worry, it's logical.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to give you a series of numbers.
Uh-huh.
You will tell me what number should come next.
Oh yeah.
So we have 21,
mm-hmm.
we have 23,
mm-hmm.
we have 22, we have 24, we have 23, we have 22. What number is next?
We have 21, we have 23, we have 22, we have 22, 24. We have 22, we have 24. And that's my answer, 24.
I don't understand.
You don't understand.
Your thinking faculty. I don't understand.
Your own department. I don't understand your thinking department.
How are you
Which kind of question
How
this?
Are you doing it? I'm giving you a series of numbers.
Yeah, I'll give the series again.
We have 21.
Shaking of voice.
We have 23. We have 22.
We
have 23. We have 24. We have 23. What is the number that should come next?
25.
Simple English. Very simple, 25.
Why?
I gave you a series of numbers. So that means I can repeat the numbers. Chiquette, just look at the highest and tell me the one that is.
This is the last time we'll do it. This must
I love this game. I think
time.
We should keep doing this
because
game when we
I can't
are together
take this
alone.
Anymore.
You know.
Say you will saw my own is 5 times 1, 2 plus 2, 4 plus 4.
Now you won't give me 5 times 1.
It's fine.
I mean
totally fine.
I enjoyed doing that.
Now me, it's my mess up. I accept my responsibility.
Next
I take responsibility for that.
Next time.
I take responsibility
Next
for
time.
I take full responsibility.
You give me what is due to me.
I will give you what is due to you. Anyways, let's move to craziest comments. Do I have it? I've been zoning you. Okay, I have it. Craziest comments. This one says, how do I handle my long... I can't even greet. Who is this? How do I handle my long distance... Hey, wait first. The disrespect. As if you are giving me money to advise you. Okay, it's okay. Because the people that say I-L-O-I-T and Tosin, they are 5 words. No problem. How do I handle my long distance relationship? I met this guy on the internet some years ago, and we have been dating since then. I really like him, but I would really love to know what he looks like in real life. He says I will join him soon, but I'm tired of waiting. Sha, I don't even know what to do.
Why are you dating someone
that
you don't
met? Pray
that
he's not a ghost you're talking to, so you will not join him soon.
You did it.
You never see
someone that you've
alive.
Never seen.
You did
I'm dating for years. No, that sounds
for
very
years.
Fishy. Sounds very
I didn't
fishy
see
to me.
The for yes part. Wow. Well,
so fishy.
What do you do? What do you really want me to advise you or you want to sing?
choose your pick. Pick your choose.
Because if Tosin wants advice to her, she will tell you she doesn't think it can really work out. She thinks you should find somebody around you. There are so many good
That's
men.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's not what I would say.
Well, okay, what
it
would
is
you
the
say?
Way you are trying to be me, but you cannot even
oh,
be
yeah, what
me.
Would you say?
So my advice to you is try your best. Like, push for it. Mm-mm. Make sure you see this person.
Eh?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes now. Why is this dog eh?
What First of all, you have been dating for some years. I'm thinking of some years as 10 years.
No, that's some kilo shelly.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, well, some
I don't
years.
Want many children. What happened?
If, so it's some years. If you have been dating for some years and you have still not seen the person, it's most likely because the person doesn't want to see you or you don't want to see the person. So I don't think advising them to now eventually meet will work, because after all these years, didn't they know that they were supposed to meet?
I think they are just like both relaxed.
And then she
about
said,
it.
He said, I will join him. So he is probably abroad or in some other city.
Yeah.
And he's enjoying his life, and you're just his internet girlfriend.
I tell how do you know?
I know
you're
the guy.
You're assuming, assumption
I actually
bad.
Know the guy. His name is Chukwudi, yes. He's in Spain.
No, it has to be a Yoruba name.
True.
Like Chukwudi
Oluwa. Okay, that works better. That's more Yoruba than Chukwudi Oluwa. But yeah, he has his babe somewhere, and you are his internet babe. If you were supposed to see, you would have seen already. My advice to you is deactivate your account, because people like you shouldn't be using the internet. That's what you use the internet for. Instead of you to use the internet and make money, you're using the internet to date people you don't know.
IT.
Please. IT. The only social media platform you should be using is either YouTube or Spotify, so you can listen to Bejist or Apple Music.
I'm
whatever.
Not going to judge you with that last part.
Yes.
But like, IT.
Every other one, delete them. Thanks. God
you're
bless.
Just, I don't know.
On YouTube comment section, don't check anybody. Just stay
away. Why do they want them?
I feel like people get so engulfed on our in online media that they forget that there's a real life.
Yeah.
People try to win online and try to meet people online and try to do everything online. But there's a real life where the emotions are even realer. And I promise you, it's a much more beautiful experience when you meet people.
Let us
person.
Even assume that there was no social media. Sure, you know, go meet the person.
Exactly.
What you guys see?
You go the fax person.
I go the right letter,
write letter
like
letter
this.
Every,
if you know,
come
write
on,
letter,
man.
You go pa. Come you
on.
Go meet by five.
Unless
you
are really young and you don't think you're on time or you won't marry on time or something. But bro, or sis, or bro. Or sis.
Or bro.
Just do continue. Something. Do something. Yeah? Thank you. See how nice I am. This is not me every
no
day.
Nobody say you nice, but you try today.
Thanks.
I mean, it was not extreme,
thanks.
But yeah.
Thank you very
we
much.
We can manage it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's move to
did you know? Oh, sorry.
Wait, you failed your question. You do social media polling.
Oh, damn. I get to do that?
Yes, now do it. Because you failed one question.
Social media police. Oh yeah, you know all these people that are like, you know one word I hate the most. It's not the word I hate the most, but one word I've come to hate a lot.
What's
is
that?
When people call me dear.
I think this is like the first time today that we agree on something.
Why you go call me dear when you don't know me?
Who is your dear?
Who is dear to you?
Even if you know me, it feels like sarcasm to me.
Turn
I don't know why.
Let me not do it.
That sounds,
I'm not
Bonner
boy.
Very personal.
I'm not Bonner boy. But I'm not your dear, please. Yeah, don't go into people's DM, random people, and start calling them dear or sweetheart.
Like, hi, dear.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello,
oh, my
dear.
Sweethearts. Stop, please.
It's giving more energy that I find very
irritating.
I see
you are my
mom
or my aunt
or
something.
Yeah, you know the funny
stop.
Thing? Even with partners, I don't like being called
why
dear.
You go call your
even
babe
my
dear.
Friends, I'm like, don't call me dear. There are other names to call me.
Something.
Why are you calling me dear? I'm not your, I'm your dear, but I'm not your
please,
dear. Don't
please,
call
please,
me dear.
Please, don't call me dear, dear,
yeah.
Please.
Oh, boy, I beg. You guys should stop.
Let's do better. There's so much more we can do.
If
you want to enter my DM, you say hi. You say hello, IT. I have a name for a reason. You can call me Sexy Tomato too.
Sexy.
I'll answer you. Do you
sexy.
Or just sexy.
Yeah.
But not just tomato. I'll answer
tomato,
you. Do you get? Don't say hello, dear, because you're not dear to me, though. You feel me? Thanks.
That's very deep. But me, I feel like when you guys want to text somebody, you can do hi. You can only do dear if you are older, like you are.
Even
old,
when you are older,
and
no,
I acknowledge
don't bring it to
that
me.
That you are
please.
Older than me, because old
no.
Age is not by age.
Don't even bring it to me. Whether you are older or you are younger or you are stale or you are expired or you are sour, don't
see,
come.
IT.
Don't bring it to me. I'm not your dear. Don't.
Please don't call IT dear before
thanks.
I stone you.
I beg. Don't bring it to me.
Don't call it to dear. That's my shame. Don't call me dear. I'm not your dear. I mean, you can just say hi to us, saying hi to us, hi tea.
No, but like on a serious note, please don't call me dear. And I don't even think it's nice for you to meet somebody you have never known and then start calling them dear.
I mean, you know,
it's inappropriate.
Another gist. Person where I seen you, could they call me dear? Thanks, dear. Or vendor where I won't patronize, but tell me thanks, dear. No, payment received, be many thanks, dear. I don't understand.
That's another level. Please don't do
it. No, thanks. It's actually very one kind to me. I'll run away.
I will.
I'm on your deal. Please, oh.
Thanks.
Now let's move. You know?
So for this, did you know?
Did you know it's cute? For this, did you know?
Let's just do 1, 2, 3, go.
I don't even have strength.
Hey, me too.
Eh.
Deal.
We give me money.
How much you want?
How much I want? I want salad.
Okay, now. Let's fight. Let's fight.
Let's do 1, 2, 3. Let's do 1, 2, 3.
Good. 1, 2, 3, go.
Did you know? Codeine releases natural painkillers. Yes, I totally agree.
Why you no go totally agree? I have a question.
Please cuddle me. I want to get lost in your clothes. Put me inside your clothes, put me inside your body, skin to skin. They don't mean it like that.
Mrs. Omolale.
You said that Mrs. Omolale. Chief Mrs. Omolale. She's going to stone you if you call her Mrs. Omolale.
Chief Mrs. Clara Omolale. That's your product.
But yeah, I'm actually very serious. I mean, Colin is very
I have
nice.
A question.
Yeah, ask.
What's Colin?
Og.
Oh, is that what you guys call Colin?
Og that lasts longer than.
Go for beads.
It's like
blood of Jesus, like this, like such immoral things.
Coming from IT, wow, I'm so shocked.
I don't partake in that. I'm so sorry. Cod what? No.
It's fine. I mean,
the code I know is USB code.
You've never been in love before, so it's very normal for you not to experience this. I mean, you just hug girls and you're fine. So people like us.
Wow.
I love cuddling.
Congrats to you and yours.
I do. I agree that
when you see me going high up in the sky. With my savior,
look at this.
It's been paining you.
Look at this stripper. Because of work. Look at this stripper. I mean, okay. Where you coming from, bro?
The Bible says, actually, strip yourselves of all level of pride. When I say I'm a stripper, that's what I mean.
I see. You are not going to run
iniquity.
Away. IT, come back to this place. IT, have you been cuddled before?
I have been cuddled by the grace of God. I've been enveloped.
You should try it before you die.
By favor of Jesus.
I see. Add it to your bucket list. You should have
say
it there.
Make I commit immoral like, acts.
Be cuddled before I die. Have it
no,
there. It's very
I
important.
I shall not commit immoral
acts. You need to experience
no cuddle until marriage.
Joy
no
from cuddles. No cuddle. He just said it though. No problem.
No come.
I see.
No cuddling until marriage. That's where I stand.
I see. I'll just be going straight. You just come and carry me this. I
no
don't
come.
Understand.
No come. No come. No come.
What's no?
No come.
It's fine. It's totally okay. I mean.
I
it's
know,
okay.
Okay.
But IT, call you before you die.
Will you call me?
No, call you before you die. Call you someone that is not me before you die.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
So you understand what it means. I mean, what it feels like not to take painkillers when you have pains.
You know the at sign at gmail.com, at yahoo.com. Yes. My own is at ityokim. If you can call me, DM me, and then we can talk.
This boy, you are giving.
Thanks and God bless.
You are giving Ashewo vibe.
Good night.
Such a prostitute. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Bejest. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, share again, like again, comment, like again. Just continue. Just keep it going. We love you.
Have that response. Let the poor breathe. Don't suffer failure. Let the poor breathe. Have that response.